7:51 on Connect FM. It is your Monday morning connection. Time for our final update on the Pittsburgh Pirates at spring training. And this update is sponsored by Jim's Custom Collision in Dubois and in Falls Creek. They're making friends by accident. And we're talking with Joe Block on this Monday morning to get that final spring training update. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, Dan.
It is so good to be talking to you, and we've appreciated the great updates, and it was a consequential weekend for the Pittsburgh Pirates as a lot of roster moves were made, and we're almost there to the final situation of what the Pirates will be bringing north following their final spring training game today. How are things looking?
Well, for the Pirates, I think everyone was having eyes on the 19-year-old shortstop Connor Griffin, of course, and it just came to be that he didn't hit enough really toward the end of spring training there. The last two or three weeks, I really struggled, and Donnie Kelly pointed out probably was pressing a little bit. It just wasn't on time for the fastball and struck out almost half the time he was up there. Mm-hmm. That's not the kind of Connor Griffin that we've already come to know in the very short time that we've been able to get to see him. So he's going to start the year at AAA. He really wowed us with, first of all, his ability to play shortstop at the major league level. I mean, he's a major league shortstop. He can, he can play that very tough position very well. And I think that gives a manager a lot of comfort when he's ready to come up. And then with the bat, obviously you see the potential, not only just the extraordinary power that he's got, but he's got a mindset that is advanced for a hitter. I mean, he's thinking about hitting in a way that the best hitters think about hitting.
Wow.
He's going to be really, really good, and I don't think it's going to be all that long.
And
you know, if they did keep him, In my mind, I'm thinking, okay, you know, on Memorial Day, he's going to be hitting 150.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's tough to ask, especially a young player like that to come up and not have the success. He's always had success forever.
Yeah. And
so
be a lot
gives
of
him an opportunity to work on things, you know, at the AAA level where, there's not going to be all eyes on him every day. The games are not going to be on television and things like that. So he can work. And knowing him, it's not going to take long. He's a very fast learner, and he's very talented. So he should. He's going to help the Pirates at some point this year. And I would be surprised if it's, you know, too long into the season.
Sure.
And then the final starter spot is going to go to Carmen Majinski at the outset of the season. Carmen pitched well in the spring and really took a step forward, learning how to read hitter swings, be able to understand the sequencing of pitching a little bit better for himself. In addition to what the catchers help him with. And so I think his good stuff and the combination of just growing as a starter, I think is going to help for, remember, Jared Jones is slated to come back by the end of May. So whoever's in that might be holding it down somewhat temporarily. So for Majinski, he's going to try to keep that. You never know how the season goes. There's always often injuries and underperformance and things like that can open up opportunities. So those are kind of the big news stories, I guess, over the weekend as the Pirates set their initial roster for the season.
Yeah, and they're going to nail it down here, and they got the final game, spring training game tonight, and then the team and you all head north to New York for opening day. A lot of excitement building for that opening day game with the Mets.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the guys that are in there at 1 o'clock are focused on that, and then the charter will come to New York, and then everybody's getting ready. And so, somewhat unusual. Sometimes the teams will break camp on Tuesday for a Thursday game, but the Pirates will have a couple of days off in between. So, you're going to see some hitters working out on Wednesday. Maybe take some, hit in the cages, things like that, to try to keep their timing down a little bit. So a few challenges in that regard, just to have a couple of days off like that. But if anybody's got any aches in 6 weeks of spring training, those will be able to mend going into the regular season on Thursday.
All right, good. And as the Buccos get the year started, Joe, where would you, how would you label their confidence level? Of course, the guys, the current team, not a lot of them have played together for a real long time, but do you think they have a good, strong level of confidence heading into the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think they believe that they're contenders, and I think outwardly most people think that, you know, you never know how the season's going to go because injuries are unpredictable. And,
absolutely.
You know, and sometimes guys come out of nowhere and have career seasons. Sometimes guys fall flat on their faces that you weren't expecting. But, you know, for me, I think they think they're contenders. I think most of us think that this is a contending team. How good can they be? Well, they only won 71 games last year. Mm-hmm. So the additions that they made over the winter, to me, get them to the point that they're right there on the cusp of the postseason. So, you know, 83 wins is what got the Reds in last year.
Right.
So for me, if they're in that vicinity, that's going to be enough to make them a contending team. I feel like they're there. So then how do you get better than that? How do you contend for the division? How do you make sure that you're in the postseason? How do you make sure that you're a team that could possibly advance in the postseason? I think that's all on the table this year. A lot has to go right. You got to be relatively injury free. I think Connor Griffin's a great wild card. Mm-hmm. You can bring him up at some point, and if he's an extraordinary player, then all of a sudden you add him at some point during the season, and you're not really counting on him. You know, that's extra. So the starting pitching kind of holds up like you think it's going to, then this could be a very good team. So the Pirates have never won the National League Central Division, but if a lot of things go right this year, you see, you know, Odell Cruz, a 40-40 type season, things like that. a lot has to go right for that to happen, but I think that that's at least in the realm of possibility, which we haven't been able to say for a long time.
So much to look forward to, and we definitely are doing that. And, Joe, we appreciate your updates, and we look forward to hearing from you and seeing you down the road here as the season moves on. So thank you for your time this morning.
Oh, always, Dan. Thank you so much for having me on.
You bet. And let's go, Bucks. That's Joe Block, Pirates broadcaster, and we've appreciated his insight and input here on these spring training updates on Connect FM, sponsored by Jim's Custom Collision in Dubois and Falls Creek, making friends by accident.
We sure are Connect FM, but FM isn't the only way you can connect. At home,
hi there,
ask Alexa to play Connect FM. On your desktop or laptop, hit connectradio.fm. We're also on your smartphone or tablet. Look for ours in the App Store or Google Play. In the car, we're still on AM 1420 WCED Dubois. And on FM 99.7 W259 DC Dubois and 96.7 WCCH Rockton.
We here at Priority Communications are looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about local employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notifications of job vacancies at our stations, contact Lori Lewis at 12 West Long Avenue, Dubois, Pennsylvania, 15801. Email Lori Lewis at PriorityMedia.net or call 375-5260. Sunny 106 and Connect FM with